The first function, then, we might call the mystical function, the opening up of a dimension of awe and mystery behind the being of things, so that you realize what an awesome thing being is. The second, what we might call the cosmological, or in our modern way of thinking, the scientific aspect, what is the physical, the astronomical. What is the order and nature of the universe? The third, the sociological order. And finally, the fourth function of mythology. I regard these four as being the four answers to what is the function of mythology. The fourth function is psychological. To carry the individual through the stages of his life in accord with the social order of his group, with the cosmos as understood by his group, with the monstrous mystery, from birth through maturity through senility to death. Now let us begin briefly. When I'm speaking of the necessity of myths, I find that the psychological is the most convincing aspect of all this. Just consider what the problem of a developing individual is. Whether he is a Sioux Indian on the ancient plains of North America, a Congolese in the jungles of the Congo, or a modern human being in this wild, mechanically constructed environment that we find ourselves in. The first fact about the human species that distinguishes it from all other species of animal is that it is born too soon. It is incapable of taking care of itself for something like 15 years. Puberty doesn't begin to come along until 12 or 13 or 14. And physical maturity doesn't arrive until the early 20s. During the greater part of this long arc of life, the individual is in a situation psychologically of dependency. Dependency. So that every stimulus, every experience leads him to ask, spontaneously, or not even to ask, but simply to act as though this were the situation, who will help me? He is in a dependent relationship to the parents. The parental images are on him all the time. Freud has made a great point of this. Then, at a certain point in life, this little dependent creature is expected to become a responsible initiator of action. One who doesn't turn for help to daddy or mama, but is himself daddy or mama. A neurotic is simply a person who has not psychologically crossed that threshold. An occurrence. The first response is, oh, where's daddy? And then suddenly, oh, I'm daddy. These 40-year-old infants weeping on a Freudian couch are simply people who, in their first response, have a reaction of dependency and then have to think, oh, wait a sec, I've grown up. The function of the puberty rites in primitive cultures, the function of education in earlier cultures than our own, had been to effect a psychological transformation. And it doesn't matter whether you can add 2 plus 2 or 962,000 plus X. The main thing is, can you assume responsibility like that without correcting yourself? The person who is torn between the attitude of dependency and responsibility is the neurotic. He is ambivalent. He is pulled in the two directions.